February 2, 1924. The abandonment in the divine will forms the wings in order to fly with the divine volition and to wander around with it in the sphere of eternity, the immense circle of eternity. Those who take part in it. I felt very oppressed because of the privation of my sweet Jesus and for other reasons, which it is not necessary to put on paper. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior and pressing me to himself to give me strength, for I felt like succumbing, told me, "My daughter, my will is life and motion of everything. But do you know who follows its motion and takes flight in my eternal volition, in such a way as to wander around, as it does, in the sphere of eternity, be wherever it is, and do whatever it is? The soul who is completely abandoned in my holy will. The abandonment forms the wings in order to fly together with my will. As abandonment ceases, she loses her flight and her wings are destroyed. Therefore, everyone feels the motion, the life of my will, because there is no motion which does not come from me, but they remain in the place at which they are. Only one who has the wings of the abandonment in me and follows the same way as my will, flies over all, both in heaven and on earth, enters the sphere of eternity, wanders around in the midst of the three divine persons, penetrates into their most intimate hiding places, and is aware of their secrets and of their beatitudes. It happens as to an engine which is the main wheel in the middle and many other small wheels around it, which are fixed. As the first wheel moves, all receive motion, but they never arrive at touching the first wheel, nor do they know anything of what it does and of the goods it contains. But there is another small wheel which is not fixed, and through a mechanism, it goes around continuously across all the small wheels, to be present at each motion of the prime wheel and to then start its round again. Now, this moving little wheel knows what is there in the main wheel and takes part in the good it contains. Well then, the first wheel is my will, the fixed small wheels are the souls who are abandoned to themselves, which renders them motionless and good. The moving little wheel is the soul who lives in my will, and the mechanism is her complete abandonment in me. Therefore, each lack of abandonment in me is a round that you lose in the sphere of eternity. If you knew what it means to lose an eternal round. On hearing this, I said, "But tell me, my love, what does eternity mean, and what is this eternal round?" And Jesus added, "My daughter, eternity is an immense circle, in which one cannot know where it begins or where it ends. In this circle there is God, with no beginning and with no end, in which he possesses infinite happiness, beatitude, joys, riches, beauty, etc. At each divine motion, which never ceases, he unleashes from this circle of eternity new happiness, new beauties, new beatitudes, etc. But this new act is never interrupted. Distinct among themselves, our contentments are always new, one is different from the other. Our beatitudes are so great and so many that, as we enjoy one, another surprises us continuously, and they never end. They are eternal, immense as we are. And what is eternal has the virtue of making ever new things arise. What is old, repeated things, do not exist and what is eternal. But do you know who takes part in heaven in this new act, which is never exhausted? Those who will have practiced more good on earth. This good will be like the seed which will bring them the knowledge of our beatitudes, joys, beauty, love, goodness, etc. And according to the good which the soul has practiced upon earth, which is some accord with our different beatitudes, she will come closer to us, and in large gulps, she will fill herself with that beatitude whose seed she contains, to the point of overflowing. She will participate in all that is contained in the circle of eternity, and she will be filled for as many seeds as she has acquired on earth. It will happen as to one who has learned music, a job, or science. When music is played, many listen and enjoy it, but who understands it? Who feels all those notes of joy or of sorrow penetrate into his intelligence and ascend into his heart? Who feels as though filled and sees, in it, the scene which that music expresses. One who has studied and who has worked hard in order to learn it. The others enjoy, but do not understand. Their enjoyment is in the perception of their hearing, but all their interior remains empty. The same is for one who has learned science. Who enjoys more, one who has studied and has worn out his intelligence on books, on many scientific things, or one who has only looked at them? Certainly the one who has studied can earn fair profits, can occupy distinct positions. On the other hand, the other one can enjoy only with his sight, if he sees something related to science. And the same with all other things. If this happens on earth, much more so in heaven, where justice weighs with the scales of love every little good act done by the creature, and places upon that good act an unending happiness, joy and beauty. Now, what will happen to the soul who has lived in my will, in which all her acts remain like an eternal and divine seed? The circle of eternity will pour upon her so much that the whole celestial Jerusalem will remain stupefied, and will make new feasts and will receive new glory.